basically, she was out hiking with friends last Thursday in Indonesia for Chinese New Year. And unfortunately, they believe she's had an allergic reaction to something high up on the mountain, which has caused her sinuses to become very blocked. And unfortunately, that stops the flow of oxygen to her brain. And she's become very critically ill on the Friday. And unfortunately, she's been in a serious coma since that point. Understandably, the family are keeping things close to them at the moment. They want the family to know things and make decisions. And we've been fed information as and when it can be. You know, there's no updates on that, I'm afraid, at the minute.
And obviously, members of a family are over in Indonesia with her at her bedside, and they must be going through hell.
Yeah, massively. I couldn't even begin to imagine. You know, Lisa's only 22 years old, and she's only recently been qualified as a physio, and she's, you know, recently moved out to Singapore to help people out there. And, you know, she volunteers out when she travels, and, you know, she's a really thoughtful person. And unfortunately, this has happened to someone special like this.
Just tell us a little bit about your relationship with Lisa, how you know her.
We went to university together for 3 years, so obviously we're a very close group. You know, many sort of nights out and study sessions and lots of banter, you know. She was the type of girl that, you know, she had a contagious smile when she walked into the room. You know, she was real life of the party, and she was inspiration to a lot of people. She'd really encourage you to go follow your dreams, and, you know, she didn't just preach that, she went and practiced that as well.
You mentioned that you've got a close group of friends that know Lisa, and you guys all came through Salford Uni together. What's that been like these last few days?
It's been pretty tough, you know. Obviously, such a massive distance between us and Lisa, and it's obviously a traumatic time for the family. It's getting the right balance of, you know, asking as much as you can. Is she okay? What's going to happen? But everybody here has been really supportive, showing as much support as they possibly can. You know, everybody, I think there's something like 65 people from the class. Absolutely everybody has, you know, really wanted to help out and show support with the event that we're doing.
And what sort of things are everyone doing to help get through this and to help support Lisa?
The main thing most people have been doing is, you know, publicity and sharing and events and the sort of GoFundMe page that's set up by one of her friends. You know, something that we've organised to do is the Hike Up Snowdon on the 14th of March, something we've decided to do to try and raise awareness of it, basically, and try and push the publicity and raise as much money as we can to help the family out at this obviously difficult time, where, you know, things that you don't really want to worry about at this time are going to add up: medical bills, travel expenses, all those sorts of things.
When you say we've decided to do the Hike Up Snowdon, who is we?
It's mainly the physiotherapy group from Salford University that Lisa was in. You know, there was a lot of talk on Facebook of, you know, we should do something. We've just got together between us and thrown some ideas together and basically gone with this Hike Up Snowdon.
Tell us a little bit about the fundraising that's been done on Lisa's behalf. How's that going?
We've actually reached, I think, something like, just today before I checked, was about £16,000 since Friday, which is a huge amount, you know, massive amount. Obviously, that can be a drop in the ocean in medical bills, especially so far out around the world. You know, the page was set up by one of her close friends, and, you know, they've really worked hard themselves to promote it and share it. And the local newspaper where she's from in Ireland have done the same. And obviously, we've jumped on that bandwagon and tried to sort of push that a lot more if we can. You know, everyone can appreciate during such traumatic time that the last thing that you want to worry about is sort of financial situation, and it is something that it crops up in people's heads. And just to know that there are a large group of friends sort of pushing for some donations, and we are raising quite a fair amount of money to help towards that, hopefully that gives them sort of some comfort and relief, and shows that there's so many people out there that care about Lisa.
There isn't a limit or a target, is there, where enough will be enough? It's just a case of trying to get as much money together as possible to help Lisa out and the family.
Yeah, definitely. There's no limit. It's as, you know, as much as you possibly can. And even if people can't donate, if you know, you can share the information, share what's been happening. Somebody you may know may donate. Like I say, there's no cap on medical expenses. There's no cap on sort of expenses for family to be out there, the length of time that they may be out there. Hopefully, eventually, you know, to get Lisa back when she's medically stable enough, you know.